If God be for you, who can be against you? And even if you have to suffer for a little while, our light affliction is but for a moment, and is working for us a much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are going to change. They are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Tell somebody, that's who I am for real. Come on, we are gaining in glory. I said we are going from glory to glory to glory. And you know the wonderful thing about it? You don't have to, even though we make every effort in the spirit, you don't always do things right. You know what I mean? You don't always get an A on the test. But tell somebody, God got your back. You are His. You are in His family. He going to see about you. You are a citizen of His kingdom. Tell somebody, no child left behind. Ain't none of us getting left behind. Boy, that's shouting ground right now. Ain't nobody getting left. God ain't making no mistakes. You belong to Him. He done marked you. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. See, the devil tried, like with Adam and Eve, he stole their innocence. They weren't righteous. They were innocent. Had they chosen properly, they would have become righteous. But they were innocent. The enemy tries to steal your innocence. And see, what that does is, you know, for a child that maybe had their innocence taken at a young age, when they grow up, a lot of times there are issues. God is a healer. He'll deliver them. They get saved, God will fix it. But you know, like I know, that they grow up with maybe anger. When I worked with the Department of Juvenile Justice, kids would come in there all the time. I mean, one young lady that got saved here, before she got saved, she tried to kill a psychiatrist. I mean, tried to kill him, tried to strangle him to death. But they come in with a lot of anger problems because their innocence was stolen. And see, it messes up their mind, and their spirit is messed up. And when the enemy seeks to steal someone's innocence, this is what we have to understand. It doesn't change God's perspective. Because you got messed up doesn't change how God feels about you. What it did, it made you change how you felt about you. See, this is the big lie of the devil. This is where a lot of people leave church, mess up with God because they got hurt, and then their perspective of themselves changed. See, but God never changed. See, God is able to take what happened and work it. Take it and bring you full circle. Work it around and say, no, I can fix that. Huh? I made human nature. I can fix that. I can bring you back to wholeness. I can make you better than you were before. But the enemy wants you aware of your shortcomings. But see, even when you fall short, that don't change God. That don't change God's grace towards you. When you mess up, when you miss it, it's not a works program. It's grace. We want to do the best we can. I mean, it's in our heart. We want to do the best we can. But it's not based upon that. It's based upon God and upon Christ and what He did, what He finished, not how you perform. That's liberating right there all by itself. Amen? Now remember, God's thoughts come out of the Spirit, not from the earth realm. In the earth realm, what we have is fallen information. Information. It's not revelation. It's information. You can find out stuff you didn't know. It don't necessarily mean it's revelation. It's something you didn't know before. So I guess in a sense to you it's revelation, but it's not coming from the spirit realm. It's not coming from God. And so you found out something. See, this is the information age. We have access to everything. anything you want to know, ask Siri, ask, Google it. Just ask. Ask her. She'll tell you. Just about anything you want to know. That's coming from a fallen realm. That's fallen information. That's information that is familiar. Familiar spirits use this information. They use this information to try to deceive you. You know, they are familiar with your walk down here. And they use this information. They disguise themselves. That's why we have to be those that go into the spirit realm. See, they don't have access to that. We are raised up with Christ and seated. I did this example again. Brother Willie, come. My brother, Brother Smith. Come on up here, Brother Willie. Brother Smith, stay down there. This is the Father. I'm the Son. Give me one more. You want to be the devil again? All right. Stand back there. Stand back there. He don't mind being the devil. He's secure in his skin, in his own skin. You see, when the word says we are raised up together with him and seated in a heavenly realm, there's a heavenly realm that Jesus acquired through his death, burial, and resurrection. And the enemy was cast out. You have to understand right now, he has no access to the throne. He cannot come up in God's face. Now, back in the book of Job, we see where he appeared with the sons of God. After the resurrection of Christ, he was cast out. He has no access there. We have access. Now, the word says we have been raised up. Here we are. There's the Father. There's the enemy. We have been raised up. There's a spiritual realm he's not allowed to enter into. He can't enter it. Only the sons of God. And see, we've been raised up. That word raised up means to be out of the reach. Far above means out of his reach. He has no access to it. He doesn't have access to the mind of God. But we can sojourn. Come on, take these steps up. Come on, step up here with us. Here's a child of God. He's in his prayer closet. There's the devil. All he can do is stand out there, hide, and watch while he's communing with the Father on the right hand of the Father with the Son. He's getting the mind of the Father. He's being filled with the presence of God. The joy of the Lord is rising up. He went through a trial yesterday, but the joy of the Lord is being restored to him. God is healing. You know, God is giving his mind, putting him back on track while the devil's out there mad. Because, see, he has no access. He can't come up in here. He's not welcome in the throne room. He has not one demon has access to the throne room. That's why it's important for you to go into the presence. You have private conversation here. There's a code. There's an unspoken code. And it's not just you speaking in tongue. There's stuff the devil cannot decode. They don't understand. They don't know the will of God. They operate down here in the fallen information. That's why it's important for you to break some routines. Break some old habits. That old dead stuff you do all the time. The devil be waiting on you. When you break that, you confuse him. But we come here to access the mind of God. And it's not always me asking God a whole bunch of questions. There's a transference. There's an impartation. Just, you know, you ever get into the presence of people? Some people, and whether for good or bad, you get in their presence and there's a transfer. Or something. You can get in the presence of somebody that's got a lot of joy, and then before you know it, you got some joy. Amen. Or you get in the presence of somebody that's got a lot of peace, and all of a sudden that peace just comes over on you. Amen. Or you can get around some angry folk, and before you know it, you're angry, you don't even know what you're mad about. Yeah. Well, what'd he say? Y'all can sit down. See, but we must access him. Thank you. Come on, let's give the Father, the saint, and the devil a hand. It takes time. See, it takes time. You must make time. And that's the challenge, because the world is constantly trying to conform us. And we live in a speeded up age. Everything's moving so fast, it's almost like no time in the day. But my advice to you, make time. If you want strategies that cannot fail, you want to experience destiny, you want to experience increase and heaven on earth, you got to make time for him. Tell somebody, spend time with him. Don't do it every now and then. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge I won't call us a Laodicean church, but the West is somewhat Laodicean. Because no matter what domain we are called to dominate, we need his presence. We need his infilling. We need his instruction. We need his mind. We need to hear in order to appropriate the proper strategies. Okay, when you operate on an upgraded or higher mindset, it opens up I'm going to call it a tool chest for you to operate supernaturally. In other words, when you start operating on a higher mindset, hear me, you begin to become a change agent. You're not just here blending in with the crowd. Just your presence, just who you are, starts to influence, starts to impact. Are you hearing? And how many know God called us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Not just to blend in, but to bring change. You know, to bring change. And some of the change is radical change. How many know society needs some radical changes? We need some radical changes in our city. And God's going to bring them. Amen? Now, let me get into the meat of this lesson. Well, before I go there, I'll make a few more statements. Let me say it this way. The only reason a person, a saint, contends with problems in the earth realm is because they've not adopted a prophetic mindset.
We are continuing in part 82 with Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Prophetic Upgrades. God wants his children to be recipients of his promises. His desire is for you to experience the fullness of him. We are his ambassadors here on earth. When you walk in the power of the prophetic, you're experiencing heaven on earth. We need God's presence. You become a change agent when you operate with a higher mindset. You start to impact society. There is no council that can stand against God.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.